Shir Aleph, Masechta Sukkah, Wednesday.
We're starting. It's a new
Aschala. Parshas Ekev.
In some ways, it's a new Aschala. In some ways, it's a Hemshech. Meseches. We're in the middle of. We're starting in the middle of a Masechta. Masechta Sukkah. But for everyone, there's a gewissa nekuda of Aschala here. For some people, more than others. Some people that are new here in our Chabura, some people who are been here for a while, but even the people that have, some people are returning, even the people that are, that have been here for a while, but in the Maisa, it's been a little bit of a hefsik for us. And it's an opportunity for a person to get things started, and it's like a reset for everyone. Especially El. El is a very special month. And a person is supposed to try it his hardest during the month of El. Is a Mer Degazach from the Svasemes. Svasemes speaks about the month of El, and he says, month of El, the Gemara, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says the month of El is Rosh Hashanah LeMeiser Behema. And he says the idea of Meiser Behema is that there's a lot of things that are Choyl, and then there's Asiri Kodesh. You have a lot of animals, and they're Choyl, and Asiri Kodesh. Says the Svasemes, there's a lot of things that people do during the course of the year. A lot of times during the course of the year, the things that a person does. And they're fine, they're good. But during Elul, you kind of like have to focus on just that Asiri Kodesh. Elul is a time when it's Anila Doidi V'Doidili. And the Svasemes says that during the rest of the year, it's kind of like we're looking to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu be elected. So everyone's on the election trail. Everyone's on the campaign, and they're trying to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're going out, and you're trying to convince people to vote for Hashem, Kaviyachol. Vote for Hashem. And you're going to speak to people that aren't necessarily as committed, and you know, tell them about Hashem and why we should make Hashem the king and why we should choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we do. But then there's a time when the person who's running for this election says, look, I want all my people to come. I want them to come to the come back to the office, or come back to where the base is. I want to talk to my people. Don't bring all of those chevra that you're just like, you know, that you're going to try to convince to the meeting. This is only for the intimate, close people. Says the Svasemes, Elul is anila doidi v'doidi li. It's for the people that are close to Hashem. Stay close. Don't go running out. I'm going to like take care of this person. I'm going to take care of that thing. I'm going to take care of this. Whether it's football tryouts, or I'm going to take care of my friends that are not the yeshivas because they need machizik, or because of, all the time, stay close. Stay close to Hashem. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. There's time for all that stuff. There's time for you to do other things. But during Elul, you kind of like have to stay like focused on Kodesh. Asiri Kodesh is Elul. Ma'aseh v'heima. And we've lost a little bit of the intensity of Elul. I saw recently, I don't remember, I didn't read the article, but there's an article about America killed Elul. But the way I understand it is that we, in general, we have a hard time with intensity. You know, many of our, we're very, very fragile, and like some, like, you know, people get Elul's like it's a little stressful. I was reading about Elul by Rabitzela Blazer, that by Elul, like the first shmooze in Elul, he'd be crying, open the basement doors, and he's crying, and everyone's crying. Like for us, that's like a little too like intense. Imagine, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, the Mashgiach shmooze, but Mashgiach starts like crying away, and you're like, whoa, what's going on? Like, but okay, that's because we have a hard time dealing with the reality of Elul. Elul really is. It's a pretty intense thing, but we can't deal with that, so we kind of like tone it down a little bit, you know, just, but at the same time, we can't forget. It's Estach Elul. It's Elul. And we're going to try to make this El the best we can. And right now we have no distractions, Baruch Hashem. It's going to get Slichos. It's going to be a little harder during Slichos because, you know, then you have to, your mom is burning it at both ends, and you got to like wake up early, and you got to, and it's still concentrate, and then you have Rosh Hashanah on your brain, and you're still trying to be in the Sugya. But we'll do that, Baruch Hashem, because we're going to start off with a very good momentum for the next few weeks. We're going to try to learn with tremendous Rischa D'Oraisa, with tremendous like intensity and Geschmack, and we're going to do it like in its fullest form. So that's what we do now. I want to talk a little bit about our Chabura in particular. My wife asked me once, what's your favorite part of your job? because Baruch Hashem, I do lots of things. I have lots of different parts of my job. One thing is, like, I'm a vicar in the morning. That's a fun part of my job. I love doing that. I sometimes clean up the garbage on the floor. That's also, you know, part of my job. I do some, you know, some counseling on the side. I do some disciplinary actions when necessary. I say shir, I say shmuzim. I do fundraising. That's for sure the funnest part of the job, right? My wife said, like, what gives you the most sipik of your job? And I said to her, really, it's the shir. Really, the truth is it's the shir, and that everything really started, and honestly, when I was just a magid shir. I'm a teeny bit jealous of the people that are just a magid shir. It's like, because it's the best part of the job, and imagine that's your whole job, right? I got to do other stuff, but okay, that's what it was given. That was my, made my lot. What can I do? But for sure, this is it. This is the most important thing, is our chabura. And I'm going to try to put as much energy and as much focus as I can on the chabura, and I'm asking you to do the same. We start together at 12:15 sharp. That means 12:20. Sharp. You got it? 12:15 sharp. 12:20. I don't want to start at 12:21. I want to start at 12:15. That's 12:20 sharp. Now, I don't know the way it goes in other places, and I understand that every person has their way of doing things and things that work for them. For me, in order for me to be able to come in and give shir, I need the people that are coming to be there every day. If I walk into shir and there's one person not there, I'm going to be off my game. I'm not going to be able to do it. It's going to throw me off. One of my Rebbeim, Rav Moshe Shapiro, I was one time in shir, and we used to have shir in a shul. The shul doesn't exist anymore. We used to shir in a shul, and the person that owned the shul wanted to come sit and learn, sit there one day while Rav Moshe was giving shir. He's like, "But you're gonna sit in the base measure while I'm giving shir?" "Yeah, I want to sit here." I'm not staring at anyone. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He stopped in the middle. He just closed the sefer. He says, and he got up and left. And he said, "If we don't have another base medrash, I'm finished. No more shir. I cannot do this." And he was done. We had to scramble. Baruch Hashem, I found another base medrash. I became the gabbai on the shir because I found another base medrash over there. We could say shir, but he couldn't do it. Someone is like sitting in on the shir that doesn't belong. I can't do it. I can't talk. And he just stopped. So that's not my thing. But for someone to not be there, I could tell you when I prepare shir, I pretty much in my head go through what everyone's going to think about during the shir. What's Moshe Aaron going to say to the shir? I know he's going to have this aura. What's David Shor going to say? When's he going to talk up? When is he going to fall asleep? No, he doesn't fall asleep. That's part of the shir. I walk in and imagine David Shor's not here. I was like, I knew David was going to love this. I can't do it. I need everyone to be there all the time. That's a commitment I'm expecting from everyone here. Right now, if you come back tomorrow... If you come back tomorrow, you make a commitment. Your commitment is that you will be here every single day. And if you have a doctor's appointment, then you make sure that it's not during shir. And if you have to meet up with your cousin or your aunt, you make sure it's not during shir. And if you're not feeling well, you're going to come to shir, even though you're not feeling well. It's my job to keep you awake. It's your job to come. I will do my best to keep you awake. That includes, projectiles. but my job to keep you awake. Your job to come. We'll get there tomorrow. Saving it for tomorrow. Now, some people think, I can't do that. I can't come every single day. There's other Bachram that have been here in the past, thought they can do it, and showed up every single day. Never missed once. You missed? Ever. Never missed once. Never missed. This Bachram have been in this year for years. Years and never missed. So that's the expectation here. Now I understand someone says, okay, it's not for me. If it's not for you, then this is not for you. And I understand that, and no one's making you be here. But you're here, 100%. And the style of the shir, the way that we give the shir, is that usually we're going to try, as much as I can, I'm going to try to build off of what we did yesterday. In other words, today's shir is going to be relevant not just for today, it's going to be relevant for tomorrow, it's going to be relevant for the day after that, and it's going to be relevant for the day. We're going to constantly try to be bringing back ideas that we had. So what we're doing is we're building one on top of the other. Some people like to make every day is a different shir. So you missed yesterday. It doesn't make a difference. Today's a new shir. Or whatever you understood yesterday, it doesn't make a difference. Today's a new shir. But it's not like that. We're going to try to build everything on top of everything else. And it's going to be this big, big building. If you don't get yesterday, so you're going to have a hard time getting today and a harder time getting tomorrow, because we're going to just keep on trying to build one on top of the other. So in order to do that, a person, first of all, has to show up every day. And he has to take notes. And he has to chazer. You don't do those things. It's nice that you have a quick brain. It's nice that you understood it on the spot. It's nice that you have a decent memory. You're not going to be able to follow everything. And if you think that you could follow everything without writing notes, then you're too good for the shir. So you're going to have to move on, because this shir is for people that need to take notes. And need to chazer. So we need to do in order to be able to do it. Or else it's just, like, if someone's coming here for entertainment, it's true, I try to be entertaining, and sometimes I am. It's true. But that's not the point. You missed the point. The point is for us to become Talmidei Chachamim. And I believe that we can do that. The people in this room, Baruch Hashem, are people that have a lot of talents, but we have to harness those. In order to do that, it takes discipline. Discipline is writing. So if anyone does not have a pen and paper, so I have extra pens. Does everyone have a pen handy? You got one? There you go. You have one yet? It's just not going to work. If it's going to take a week, then after a week, you're going to be like, I remember something about that. If it's going to take 2 weeks, it's going to, it's going to become vague and fuzzy. That's not the way it works over here. This is a binyan, one on top of the other. It's a harkotan agabe hargodol. We're going to be building things. You need to write. You need to chazer. Though I will guarantee you, if you write and you chazer, so this shir can be a metamorphosis for us. It can make us in Talmidei Chachamim. We're going to try to give as many yesoidos as we can in the sugya. This is a very interesting sugya we have here. It's breathtaking. It's very irregular that someone's going to have a morning seder shir on Daf Chaf Hei. We like to do like risque type of things during El, something a little bit like out of the box, like Sukkah Chaf Hei. Where is that coming from? Left field, but we're doing it. It's the sugya of Isaac b'mitzvah, patur mena mitzvah. There's a lot of interesting things. Beis Hashem, naseh v'natzliach. We're going to do this. We're going to natzliach. The last thing is that what we do is once a week, we have different bachrim from the shir that do the chazara on the entire shir. We do that on Mondays. So this Monday, we should already be starting this Monday. Who are we going to put in charge of doing chazara on all the shirim? I think that probably, being a little bit nostalgic, you probably want to have Moshe Aaron do it. No, didn't you say? It's like he's back, you know? Let's give him Moshe Aaron, you know? Just like the good old days. You ready to go Monday?
Sure.
He's got it. Okay, my friends, everyone else can breathe easy. We're starting the Mishnah and of Chof Hei Omet Aleph. The Mishnah says, Shluchei Mitzvah Peturin Min HaSukkah. I'd like to go over a little bit what we spoke about in the Shir Klal. We'll get to that. It's an interesting Mishnah. It's kind of like interesting its juxtaposition here based on the other Mishnahis. But for the moment, Shluchei Mitzvah Peturin Min HaSukkah. Someone that's going to a mitzvah, Rashi says, it doesn't mean he's a shliach, which means he's a messenger, which means that it's really someone else's mitzvah. It means he's going to do his mitzvah. What does that mean? Rashi says, Holchei Baderech mitzvah. They're going through, and that's what it means, shliach mitzvah. He's not actually engaged in a mitzvah right now, but he's in baderech to do a mitzvah. We spoke about this yesterday a little bit, and I'll just repeat myself, which is that what's the makar for this din? The Gemara seems to say, oisik b'mitzvah partu mena mitzvah. You look at the Gemara right away, minuani mili d'tana rabbanon, b'shavtucha b'shitucha v'esecha padlo oisik b'mitzvah. This is the din of oisik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah, but there is apparently no Mishnah that says oisik b'mitzvah patur mena mitzvah. It doesn't seem to be a Mishnah. It seems to be that there's some sort of brisa that says it. I'll find it for you. And it says it in the name of one of the Tanoim. Let's see where we can find it. L'kayim. Oh, here it is. Here it is. And that Chavav Amir Aleph, very interesting. It says over there, the top of Chavav Amir Aleph, third line, Amar Rav Chanina bar Akavya, Koy Svei Svarim Tfilin Mezuzos Heim V'Tagrehem V'Tagre Tagrehem V'Chol O'Iski Melech HaShamayim. Anyone who's Oisek in Melech HaShamayim La'asuya include Machri Tcheles P'tur Mikriya Shema Amin HaTfilin Min HaTfilin U'Mikol HaMitzvos HaAmuras B'Torah. Anyone who's Oisek Melech HaShamayim, or in our language Oisek B'Mitzvah, is Pater Mikol ha-mitzvah is amuas b'teira. It's part of an ha-mitzvah. Lekayim divir Reb Yossi ha-galili. Shayim Reb Yossi ha-galili. Ha-isik b'mitzvah. Part of an ha-mitzvah. So what is the source, the Tanoic source of Isaac Mitzvah, Patman Mitzvah? It sounds like from the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yisrael Galili. I would have said it's our Mishnah, but our Mishnah is not regular. This is not generic Isaac Mitzvah, Patman Mitzvah. It's not classic Isaac Mitzvah, Patman Mitzvah. This is Shluchay Mitzvah. Why are we doing Shluchay Mitzvah? What's unique about Shluchay Mitzvah? Is there anything different about Shluchay Mitzvah that we're going to talk about? But it's just interesting. People think about you learning Sukkah Chavei, oh, Isaac Mitzvah, Patman Mitzvah. Yeah, but not exactly. It's Shluchei Mitzvah. It's Hochem B'Derech Mitzvah. Is he right now doing a mitzvah? No. He's on the derech to do a mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah. What's the halacha? Peturim and ha-sukkah. We spoke about yesterday. Why sukkah? Oisik B'Mitzvah is pater from? All mitzvahs. So Shluchei Mitzvah, what should it say in the Mishnah? Peturim in ha-mitzvahs. Peturim in ha-sukkah. Then ha-sukkah. What are you telling me? It's a sukkah. It's a sukkah to get in. Pnei Yeshua is kasha. A person who's sick and those that are tending to the one who's sick, paturin min hasukkah. They're also patur min hasukkah. Now, we had said yesterday that this is a little bit different. The din of choylin misham shein patur min hasukkah from the din of shluchei mitzvah patur min hasukkah. The din of shluchei mitzvah patur min hasukkah. What's the source? Why they patur? Because of some sort of oisik b'mitzvah, whatever it is. They're kind of oisik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Why is a choyla patur min hasukkah? Why? Tircha? Tircha? Mitzar, I would say more than Tircha. Tzar. Teishu came to do. Why is Mitzar putter mitzvah? Just because you're Mitzar. You grow up, you know? That's, you know, Mitzar isn't putter from most mitzvahs. Because Mitzar, is he putter from Kriya Shema? No. So why is Mitzar putter min asukah? Oh, because over here it says basukah is... The whole mitzvah is only if you're teishvu. Teishvu kein taduru. It has to be similar to taduru. What does that mean? It has to be that it's bakvemt, it's comfortable. Right where people are sleeping, it's comfortable. Aside for the nudira, that's whatever. Yeah, and it's comfortable. It's comfortable. Right? So a person doesn't live in a place where it's not comfortable. It's teishvu. So over here also, if you're not comfortable, you're... So let me explain. Let's just get it clear. Okay. And there's going to be also nuances here, but just for the sake of just generalization in the beginning. If it's raining, is a person mechuyev to sit in a sukkah? Mm-hmm. Why not?
It's
going to
ruin his food.
Okay, why not? So it's going to ruin your food.
You're supposed to enjoy.
Same thing. Teishu came to do it. Yes, to be enjoy it. What if a person says, I want to be a chassid? Rabbi Schweitzer, don't take it personally, because I'm not sure if this is going to be. I want to be a chassid. I want to sit in the sukkah anyway. What would you say? What would you call him? Chassid. Shaita. Rabbi Schweitzer, there's some chassidim who sit in the sukkah even though it rains, right? Yeah. So I don't want to be pogan anyone, but at least chassid hedyet. Thus, yeah, that's already Gemara. Yeah. I don't even call him chassid shaita. Call him chassid hedyet. Nick, what are you saying in sukkah for? You can't sit in a sukkah. The pshat is you're not doing it. The mitzvah is basukais. Teishu. Can I be teishvu in the rain? No. So it's not just the pshat over here that there's something else that's ki'ilu saying you can't, you don't have to mekayim your mitzvah now. There's no mitzvah. Mitzvahs are gone. And then we have the third thing, which is oichel v'shoysen arei chutz l'sukkah. Oichel v'shoysen arei chutz l'sukkah. Over here it's just, it's not that you're putter. Are you putter when you eat arai? What's the pshat? You're putter? What's the pshat? Nachayv. What? I mean, is a person allowed to breathe out of the sukkah?
Yeah.
Why? Is he putter? He's not putter. The pshat is you're nachayv to breathe in the sukkah. You're chayv to eat in the sukkah. What's called eating? Asuda. That's eating. Arai, it's not machayv you. Is it a good thing to eat arai in the sukkah? Yeah. Shiloh's why, that's a whole discussion. Beautiful piece, Shtickle Torah from Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro, maybe we'll get to it, but about why, what's the inyan of eating arei in the sukkah, raising a meshubach? The Rambam says you shouldn't even drink water out of the sukkah. You should do everything in the sukkah if you can. What's exactly that din? What is that? If the mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah, is to sleep in the sukkah, why do I have to, why have to drink water? This is an idea, you're supposed to be metayel in your sukkah. You know what it means to be metayel? Means to go for walks. I guess they had pretty big sukkahs. You go for walks and you're supposed to just relax in your sukkah. What's that din? There's a din. Okay, but that's, but akoponim, but if I, this that I can do it out of the sukkahs because I'm not mechoyev. These are the three different categories. What'd you say? Misham Shem is patur the entire sukkahs. The shai would be maybe the first night. What would be the first night? Oh, so we spoke about it yesterday, Shikloi, that it's only while he's eating. If he's not, what Yosef Tzvi is bringing up, it's not exactly the same din as chayla. That was what we spoke about yesterday. What is the din? Is it alasik b'mitzvah? Is that also a form of mitzvah? Why is it only when he's eating? Yeah, that's hopefully we'll try to get to there in a few weeks. Yeah? Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Shluchei mitzvah. Zok the Heilige Rashi. Holchei baderech mitzvah. Kigoin. Lilmoid et toiro ulikabel pnei raboi veliftois shavuyim. Now, there's something very fascinating to me about this Rashi. And that is that apparently there's got to be something about this. Why is Rashi bringing these three examples? Well, what is Rashi? I could come up with 612 examples. Well, I shouldn't say that. 200 examples. And I'm going to do any of the mitzvahs asay. Why? Any mitzvah, I said 612 because you're being patur from a sukkah. So anything you're going to do is going to patur from sukkah. But any mitzvahs asay, I'm going to build a makkah. I'm going to give tzedakah. I'm going to anything I'm going to do. Why did Rashi bring three examples? And what's fascinating is that the Rishonim seem to, many of the Rishonim also give examples. They're not all identical. But they're very similar. Let's see if I could find. I probably have it in my notes here. I think it's the Me'iri. The Me'iri brings a fourth example. Yeah. It brings a fourth example. It brings the same three. It's almost like, and I have this shita. It's not my own. Like there's a standard hesber or like targum. There's a standard commentary on the that all the Rishonim heard. It was like this is what people used to say. You know, I think that this was somehow like the thing that people used to say. These three, I don't know why, but the Me'iri brings it. A lot of the Rishonim, they see it over here in the Rashi. I could see which other Rishonim bring it. The Bar Tanur brings it.
What's the fourth case that
the Me'iri brings, you're going to marry a woman, Lisa Isha. That's the Me'iri's fourth case. So the Rashi doesn't bring Lisa Isha. The Me'iri, what? I'm not sure. Is there a reason why Rashi Dafka didn't bring? Is the reason why the Me'iri does wants to bring Lisa Isha? Would everyone agree Lisa Isha is Oisik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah? I think not. I think a person's going to marry a woman and you don't say Oisik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah.
It definitely is a difference.
We're going to get there. Why? Hold on. You think about that. Hold that for a second. I think not. I think maybe not. The Bar Tanur only brings two. The Bar Tanur only brings Likabel Pnei Raboi and Liftoi Shvuyim. He doesn't bring Lilma Taira. I think Lilma Taira is also, a lot of people would say, no, Isaac Mitzvah, Patron Mitzvah. I think not. So, but what are these? Is there something unique about these three?
You do them all on Sukkot.
Oh, so maybe you do Liftoi Shvuyim, you do on Sukkot?
That's something you could do on Sukkot.
Yeah, okay, you could also build a Makkah on Sukkot in theory. You could give Tzedakah on Sukkot in theory. You could, so is there anything particular? Likabel Pnei Raboi is Sukkos, is very Sukkostic. That he's right about. And there's actually a Gemara about Likabel Pnei Raboi. So that's the one that bothers me the least, even though it bothers me also. But it doesn't bother me in Rashi because it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara speaks about there were people. They weren't just people, they were Rabbanim. And they were sitting in a Sukkah that they said was Pasul. Rav Chizden, Rabba Bar, it's Gemara Daf Yud Amid Beis. Rav Chizden, Rabba Bar, Rav Huna, they came to the Reish Gelusa, and they were sitting in a sukkah that they thought was pasul. So Rav Nachman said to them, "What? You changed your mind?" Whatever it was, there was a lot of noise sukkah which was hanging, which they said the noise sukkah is going to pasul. What are the cases? You changed your mind? You're sitting in the sukkah? So no, it's not a problem, because we're anyway potter, because we're shluchei mitzvah. What shluchei mitzvah are they going to do? They went to visit Reish Galusa. What does that mean? The Kaaba Pnei Rabbi, seems like. So there's a Gemara. That one's okay. Rashi brings the Gemara. We're gonna have our issues with that Gemara, but that Rashi brought it is very, very okay. Why does Rashi bring Luma Torah? Is Rashi trying to bring out a point with Luma Torah? What does Rashi bring? Liftois as a Shavuyim.
Well, that's time sensitive.
What?
That's time sensitive.
Right. So if anything, that's the most obvious liftois shavuyim. In other words, over there, I can't say I'll go do that later. Torah, I could say, oh, maybe I'll learn a little later.
No, but maybe that's the point. Maybe
so only something time sensitive, is it true?
I don't know. I'm saying.
Well, a little Torah is the opposite. Opposite is time sensitive. Yeah. So maybe we're trying to like bring the different extremes. Could be.
Plus all three of those.
Anytime you're going to do something, it'll interfere with. But, oh, for example, I'm going to build a makkah. I have to go out of my sukkah to build a makkah.
Right, but that's not something that you would do inside
a sukkah. Right, you wouldn't do it inside a sukkah, so that's why building a makkah will make you part of a sukkah. I think any mitzvah, can you think of another mitzvah you're going to do that's going to part of you? Bikur Chaylam. Another mitzvah is going to pat you. That might be Chaylam Misham Sheim. That might be included in Misham Sheim. He's going to be Mevakar Chaylam. He's not actually be Mevakar Chaylam. He's going to do it. Another example. He's going to Havoy Sameis. Going to bury somebody. It's going to pat him from a sukkah. Any Holchei Derech. I don't know what. Rashi says Kigoin. So Rashi's giving examples, but like, okay, maybe they're just three. Rashi just want to give you three random examples. So let's start like this. Let's start over here. Why would you think that maybe Lisa Isha, there's no din of Oisik Mitzvah Pater Mena Mitzvah?
Because more of a din of Gizur Shliach?
Because what?
Maybe it's more classic Gizur Shliach in most cases.
Because you could use a Shliach, yeah. You mean?
I don't know about Pinyin Shmuel, if you're able to use a Shliach or not.
You could use a Shliach to Pinyin Shmuel, for sure.
Then who's the Mitzvah?
Sure. What?
Whose Mitzvah is it then? I use a Shliach to
No, I'm using my money. It's my money.
Yeah, but who's redeeming
it? Maybe you're saying that you're doing it in a way that only you could do it. Maybe he's saying that it could be that, let's say they need me to do the Pinyin Shmuel, I got the protection, I'm the one who has the connections. So therefore, these are all mitzvahs that I can't do Ayadei Shliach. But Lisa Isha, I could do Ayadei Shliach. So because I could do Ayadei Shliach, therefore, but I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. But I don't know if even that's true. Because Rashi says, interestingly enough, Lisa Isha. What is Lisa Isha? Nisuin. Can you do Nisuin Ayadei Shliach? Kedushin Ayadei Shliach. Nisuin, not so simple. Someone else had a teretz?
No, I don't have a teretz. Later on, there's
all the
Gemara and
Brachas
about
Chassis Pater. Chassis Pater
from
Kriyashma. Right.
Why?
Well, right.
It's a good mitzvah.
Oh, very good. You see that there's... But that's not... So I want to suggest... Hoylech Lisa Isha maybe is not Pater.
But he's still tired.
Maybe.
Maybe. As opposed to meaning, but you have to answer why that didn't order any other
mitzvah. I'll explain to you why. Because that's Rabbi. So my friends, is this. I'm not. It's just a svara. I'm not sure if I'm right. Svara. My svara is like this. A person that's going to learn Torah, what mitzvah is he mekayim right now? Right now, he's walking. What mitzvah is he mekayim? It's a hechsher mitzvah. He's not doing a mitzvah. He's doing a hechsher mitzvah. Is a hechsher mitzvah? Do you say Isaac mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah?
Clearly we do.
Well, that's our Mishnah. Holchei shluchei mitzvah. That's the chiddush. Even though it's only a hechsher mitzvah, I'm going to say Isaac mitzvah. Now, what about a hechsher to a hechsher? What about that?
Why is it
a hechsher to a hechsher? I'll tell you why. Is there a mitzvah to get married? Is there a mitzvah to get married?
Yes.
It's not clear that there's... It's a machlokas rishonim. There's a mitzvah to get married. There's a mitzvah to have children. It's a machlokas rishonim. What the bracha we make under that? We make a bracha. Shekidishan. Is it a brichas hamitzvahs? Or is it a brichas haidah? It's not a brichas. It's a machlokas. Right? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to get married. It's a brichas hamitzvahs. The Rosh says it's not. So now, if there's no mitzvah to get married, I'm going to get married, so I'm going to do a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher to a hechsher. Do you say Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah on a hechsher to a hechsher. Maybe, listen, hechsher mitzvah, over there I could say, I seek a mitzvah, but on a mitzvah, because I'm going to do the mitzvah, but I'm going to do something that is going to allow me to do a mitzvah. Maybe that's already too far away. That's not a chod oisik b'mitzvah. Not sure. Let's say a person is chopping wood in order to be able to build a sukkah. He's not building a sukkah now. He's chopping wood in order to build a sukkah. Let's say a person says, I'm going to make money, so I have enough money so I could buy a sukkah, so I could build a sukkah, so I could sit in a sukkah. So therefore, I'm oisik b'mitzvah. I'm going to the bank to withdraw money so that I can take money and I'll use the money to buy a sukkah. Is that chod oisik b'mitzvah? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe any time what I'm doing right now is I'm thinking about a mitzvah, maybe that's enough. But maybe it's not, that's not called a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher to a hechsher. It's not a sikh mitzvah. I don't know.
Why would you made this step before? Why isn't this
why would it be limited?
Because
right. Even going to the sukkah can have a lot of steps. Going to this place and to go further and you
Building the sukkah could be a hechsher to a hechsher because you still have to go inside.
Right.
So
that we'll have to see. But there are those that say that marrying a woman is a mitzvah. So then it's not a hechsher to a hechsher, it's just a hechsher to a mitzvah. Maybe that could be the shayla of whether or not we're putting it over here. Don't know.
I mean, is it really a problem that Rashi doesn't say it?
No. I don't know what Rashi says three. I don't know Rashi says anything. Rashi just say a whole chil d'var mitzvah, spatim and a sukkah. Rashi does choose examples. So why does the Miri choose to put in another one? Obviously, the Miri says, I need this. Why is he putting four? I mean, like, what's going on? It's fascinating. It's fascinating that the Rishonim are all over here talking around the same things. The Bartanu takes out one, the Miri puts in another one. What are they doing? They clearly all heard something over here, or there's an agenda with these, why we're choosing these. There's a reason for why these are being chosen. Yep. So the truth is that Talmud Torah is a big problem. The Achreinim all asked this kasha on Talmud Torah. We gave it out in the Maror Mekoymis, Rabbi Yashiv, it's from the Or Sameach and from others. It's a big problem. What's the problem? We have it here. So let me hold on a second. I want to tell you something before we get to Talmud Torah. The sefer here called Sukkas Chaim. This is not the Ungara Shel Reb Chaim. This is some of the name Simcha Bunim Lundinsky. He's still alive. He lives in Lakewood. Okay. He says something over here that Mamish don't know what he's talking about. And you guys, if anyone knows him, or if you want to call him, maybe he's got his phone number over here, or maybe you could tell me because maybe I'm just missing it. Maybe I'm just missing it. I'm going to read to you what he says. I wouldn't photocopy it because I don't want you to get confused because I don't know what he's talking about. The Nira de Mishum Hachi Nakat Rashi Davka Gimel Tzirim Elu. Why did Rashi choose Davka these three? The Haim Etzem Ha'alicho Avichelek Mi'itzer Mi'ikur Kiyum HaMitzvah. Comes along the Sukkas Chaim and he says, only in these three do you say Isaac b'mitzvah, patur and mitzvah. You know why? Because these three, etzem ha'alicha, is chelek me'ikur kiyum ha'mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. Enachanami, on other things would you say Isaac b'mitzvah, patur and mitzvah? Maybe not. Pilei ploim. The mitzvah says shluchei mitzvah, patur and mitzvah. Only these three. Hold on. First, let me tell you what he says. Let me tell you my problem. Let me get to your problem, okay? V'loy chashiva rak hachana great. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a hachana to the mitzvah. Why? The ha'hoylech lekabel pnei rabba beregel. Says alam de shavar. You're going to be mekabel pnei rabbi. What's the mitzvah? Ha'mitzvah kavod rabbi. The mitzvah is respect for your Rebbe. So by going, the going is the respect. Saying more than kazach. What happens if you go to your Rebbe's house and you're not going to the mitzvah? I'm sorry, sleep. You're mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because you went. That you did. That's kavod rabba. I slept to my Rebbe's house. I made sure to make time for him. I'm not busy now with the citadel, not with the Wardlow. I'm going to my Rebbe. That's kavod rabba. So I went. I didn't see him. He said that's the etzem mitzvah. The halichos mekayim mitzvahs kavod rabba. V'chein pidgin shvuyim. Yesh loimer, the halicha v'chelek me'amitzvah. The pidgin shvuyim have a ma'isa gemilas chasadim. V'gam halicha nechlalas boy. Also by pidgin shvuyim. Why? What does he say? Pidgin shvuyim, the mitzvah is the going?
So if the guy turns down the ransom,
He's saying that the chesed is bigger the further you walk. I didn't do a chesed. It's not called doing a chesed. The doing of the chesed is the doing of the chesed. You were mekayem any mitzvah. It's right. You're right. It's the full tzaira agwa. You worked very hard in Shamayim. We're going to say, wow, he's such a great guy. He walked so far. You did nothing.
Okay, so let's say someone is being is meshamish achayla and the chelatayis.
No, he was mishamish l'chayla. He was mishamish l'chayla. You didn't do any pidyon shvuyim.
There's chesed and there's pidyon shvuyim.
So in short, why do I
know? Pidyon shvuyim is when you're paidim. And if you were paidim, then it's together chesed.
Then you're not.
Does he say pidyon shvuyim? Then he's saying pidyon shvuyim.
Does he say pidyon shvuyim?
Does he say pidyon shvuyim?
If he didn't do it, so it's also like
he
said,
what'd you say?
If he didn't do it,
to go to
he doesn't do it. You're saying just
he doesn't say that. That's. I just assume it's the same thing. It's called chesed. I go all the way. It's called chesed. I didn't do any chesed. I didn't do anything.
When he redeemed him,
after he did it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you do chesed. I don't know how you can do chesed without getting the guy. I didn't do a chesed. I walked all the way over there. I did nothing. I wanted to do chesed. I didn't even do an act of chesed. I didn't do anything.
Only in a case.
Right?
It's only when he did it, actually did it. It's only when he actually.
So the halicha is not part of the mitzvah.
Why not?
It's part of the mitzvah.
That could be, but that's all. But I gave a shot. But the mitzvah of mitzvah, I didn't do. It's great. You're a great person. We love you. It's like you did it. But it's not like a mitzvah. Not like a mitzvah.
It's the only way to possibly have is what they're saying. It's not a preparation. Mask him. If you walk 800 miles to a jail and they say, get out of here, it's very nice of you, but you did nothing. But in the case where you walked 800 miles and you were part of the guy, the one mitzvah be the shvuyim of handing over the money and the tremendous gemilas something that you did of going so out of your way to do that mitzvah for the guy. But only once you.
It's not part of it.
But once you
pipe it, that's the hechsher mitzvah.
It has to be a different mitzvah.
Where does it say in the Torah you have to walk to do?
Right, it can't be pidyon shvuyim. It can't be.
You
did so nice for this guy to walk 800 miles.
Hold a second.
Maybe only the guy.
When you were walking, were you mates of him at all? When you were walking, did you do anything good for him? No.
If you save him, then you did.
No, you didn't. Listen to me, okay?
Take it easy, okay?
Come slow. Listen. When I'm walking to my Rebbe, every step I'm taking is a myself covered. Right now, I'm giving my Rebbe covered. Gemilas Chasadim means I'm doing something for you. It doesn't mean that I'm loving you. I have to benefit you. Gemilas Chasadim means I'm giving you something. By walking, I've done nothing. True, I'm putting myself out. I'm exerting a lot, but there's no chesed that happens until I give you a cup of water. So the chesed is the cup of water. Until there's a cup of water, there's no chesed involved. That's all just a hechsher.
Let's say it means love.
It's not about you putting yourself out. It's about being made up for him.
He didn't get anything. He got getting out of jail.
He didn't.
Part of getting out of jail was you had to walk
no,
and get
not,
him
no,
the
that's
money.
Not part of getting out of jail. That's part of you having to get there in order to get him out of jail. But the walking there didn't get him out of jail. It's just a hechsher mitzvah. That's what night seder is for. Yeah.
What happens afterwards?
Meaning, let's pretend he got there, and that walking was part of the mitzvah of the shivuim. Afterwards, if he got there,
it was all part of the hechsher mitzvah. It was all part of, listen, when I build a sukkah, right? So I have to chop wood in order to build a sukkah. So I couldn't build a sukkah without chopping wood. That's true. But that's not the mitzvah. You have to look at the mitzvah of Mitzvah Chesed is be kind to someone. If I am not right now being kind, then I am not doing Chesed. If I am not now giving kavod, I am not engaged in kavod rabbi. But the walking is kavod rabbi. Just the walking itself is kavod rabbi. Right now I'm showing respect to my Rebbe because I'm walking. That's showing respect. And even if I don't get there, even if my Rebbe's sleeping, I did it. But Pidyon Shvuyim, even if you're saying it's chesed, the act of chesed is giving someone else something. So it was a lot of work for me to give it to him. That's true, but that doesn't make it part of the mitzvah. What about learning Torah? When it comes to learning, how is Lima Torah the going? So he says, a whole shtickle Torah. He says, V'chein aholchim Lima Torah, ha'alicha yichelak v'amitzvah. Da b'mitzvah Talmud Torah nema trei dinim. Yedias HaTorah and Yegias HaTorah, or Amelos HaTorah. He says, this is Nichlal and Amelos HaTorah. He says, it's called, Yegias HaTorah is Halicha Lilmoy Torah.
I can't help
him on this one. But I want you to understand the magnitude of this Chiddush. He's coming to say that regular Shluchei Mitzvah are not Pater. They're not. It's only these three. Only these three. Rashi is very not mashma that way. There's one word in Rashi that says pretty much this cannot be the case. No, it's not mamish, but if you those of you like that word, kigoyin. Kigoyin sounds like Rashi's giving you an example, right? And then the Miri throws in Lisa Isha. Don't tell me walking is part of Lisa Isha. You can't do that. You just can't do this. So I don't know, Rabbi Isai. I think this is a chiddush nifla. I don't understand it. If any of you want to get a hold of him and figure out. Like what the pshat is, please do. But like Rabbi said, we're way behind. We got to do more. So what's the pshat over here? This classic pshat. In the kasha of what's the pshat in Lilma Torah? The question is as follows. Okay, we ask the question of why these three. That's a different question. That's a very good question. We don't necessarily have an answer. We could say this chiddushim in each one of them. Lilma Torah is a major chiddush. Why? Because the Achrayim will ask this question. If a person is learning Torah and someone comes and asks for tzedakah, do you stop? Do you give them tzedakah? What's the halacha? He brings down, the Rabbi Yashav brings down, Lima Torah din hu, da loimid enim akayim, noech loy shenefcha shliyasa apana. If you just learn all day, you don't do any mitzvahs, it's better you weren't even born. Vada de mitzvah adif mitalma Torah. V'chayiv lasa is a mitzvah, filo isik b'toyra. Well, a lot of achrenim ask this question. Person's learning Torah, and a mitzvah comes to be done. Now, if someone else could do the mitzvah, let him do the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah that only you could do, you have to do the mitzvah. Sukkos. You have a halamina that someone who's learning shouldn't buy arba minim? Someone who's learning shouldn't build a sukkah? Someone who's learning shouldn't sit in a sukkah? I'm learning now. I don't go to a sukkah? That's ridiculous. If you're going to live your life that way, it's better you should not have been born. You know why it's better you should not have been born? I'll tell you why. Because, I think the Goyin says, because when a person's in his mother's stomach, what's he doing? He's learning Torah, so what do you have to come to this world for? Just stay in your mother's stomach. Better you weren't born. If you just say, I just want to learn, okay? You had a great chavus over there, you didn't forget anything. You better stay in the malach, in the stomach. What are you coming out to this world for? You're coming to Mekai in the mitzvahs. You can't learn all day. I mean, you learn everything aside. If there's time you have to do mitzvahs, do the mitzvahs. So what's going on over here? Why in the world are we suggesting that there's going to be a din of Isaac mitzvah, Pater Mena mitzvah, when it comes to the material? So there's many to it, so I'd like to try to go in order. Okay, first of all, I have a different girsa here in the Gemara. Those of you that have the Oiz V'Hadar Gemara, there's a different girsa on the side that says, B'dfus Rishoin, I think it is, Isa Lelamed Torah. Lelamed Torah. What does that mean? To teach Torah. Teaching Torah is a different thing. Maybe teaching Torah is Isaac Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. Learning Torah, there's no Isaac Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. But teaching Torah, it's a different girsa. Taisis is the girsa of Lilmoy Torah, but that's the girsa that we have. Comes along, Rabbi Yashav says from the Or Samech, a different teretz. He says, based on a Taisvis in Ksubis, and it's very, very complicated over there, but based on Taisvis in Ksubis, says that maybe we're talking about over here, he's coming to be Meshamesh Tamidei Chachamim. There's a klal which we have, which Tosfos says, Gadol Shimushai Yoiser Milimudai. What's bigger, learning Torah or being Mishamish Talmid Chacham? Mishamish Talmid Chacham. So therefore, maybe Ein Hachanami, when it comes to learning Torah, what do we say? What should you do? The Torah, the mitzvah? The mitzvah. But when it's Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, that's going to override that mitzvah. Oh, it's not so mashma in Rashi. What does Rashi say? He's going to. He's going to learn Torah. Little my Torah. Maybe he's going to an empty base medrash and he's just going to pick out some svar. Maybe he just wants to learn in the base medrash. That's it. He's just going. Who said he's going to be meshamesh tamid chachamim? So that's a very big ukimta. He says or samech. Okay, he's going to say you're going to have to zetz ein. That's the case. It's a ukimta, it's not Pashup Shad and Rashi, but maybe that's what Rashi is talking about. What?
Since
the Yeah, I mean, you could still learn Torah Shabbat Peh from. They didn't have it in those days. There's another problem. That the Rabbi Yosha brings another problem that the Gemara speaks about over there. It's a Mishnah that says someone was there was Yeshenim Tachas Amita Lifnei Hazakenim. People were sleeping. There was a sukkah. The Zakenim were there. It was crowded. They were under this. They were sleeping under the beds. It's a raya. You can sleep under a bed and you could be makayim mitzvah sukkah. What's the raya? Maybe the only reason they're under the bed is because they want to do Shimish Tamei Chachamim. And Shimish Tamei Chachamim, you say Isaac B'mitzvah. But so that's why they're under the bed.
I mean, there's a very easy question. Mm-hmm. They're sleeping. You say, you can't exactly like learn from a Talmud Chacham while you're sleeping.
But the home has to was.
You'll be putter from this. But right now, you're not putter from the mitzvah.
They were already at the location. That's part of the Shemesh. They were getting that whatever sleep they needed.
From the mitzvah, when he said the whole time, but if he's stopping.
Yeah, if he didn't stop it, he needs to rest.
We gotta get moving. We're like so behind. We're not a little behind. We're so behind over here. Another teretz that the Shagas Ari says the following thing: when do you say that a person's learning Torah, he should stop to do other mitzvahs? That's if he's already someone that knows, wants to learn more. But someone that hasn't learned, or hasn't learned yet today, maybe hasn't learned yet today anything. He hasn't learned at all today. Then he has to learn. I have to learn every single day. So if this is my first learning, I'm going to do my first learning of the day. I'm on my way to learn. Then you say, I'm Isaac B'mitzvah. I have to learn today. If I already learned, so then I'm not going to just learn all day. Learn. So then if I learned already, then I could stop in the middle of my learning to do all the other mitzvahs. But if I haven't learned yet today, so Hoylech Lil My Torah means he hasn't learned anything yet today. Again, an ukimta. These are all like ukimta to try to say to it. But I want to tell you another teretz. Teretz that's brought down. Dachsoch could be the Or Sameach, and others say this teretz. The following thing. Listen to this beautiful teretz. It's based on a Vilna Gaon. What is the klal of Isik b'mitzvah parto mina mitzvah? I'm in the middle of a mitzvah. Don't stop the mitzvah you're doing. Start another mitzvah. That's only true if you're in the middle of a mitzvah. But what happens if you finished a mitzvah and now you want to start another one? Do you automatically do the same mitzvah you did already once, do it again? Or do you go to the other mitzvah? Again, I already did one mitzvah. Let's say I'm building a makkah. I'm in the middle of building a makkah. So do I have to say Kriya Shema? What would we assume? Isik b'mitzvah? I finished building the makkah. Now there's another makkah to build. I'm not in the middle of building it. So do you say, okay, I'm going to go build the other makkah? I say, wait, you finished building the makkah, say Shema, and then go build the other makkah. Or do you say, Isik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah?
It's the same thing about Tyrev, it's your first learning. Same thing by...
Right, over here we're talking about it's not his first learning. Right, we're saying, in other words, he already built the makkah. He built the makkah. Do you say, okay, go build the other makkah? I say, you finished that mitzvah. Now, what do I mean? Zok the Beis HaLevi, the Goyim. It could be the Beis HaLevi, it's about this also. Follow. When you learn Torah, every single word that you say is a mitzvah. You got that? Every word that we are saying here is a new mitzvah. Every word. So when I'm learning, I'm never in the middle of a mitzvah. I'm always going from mitzvah to mitzvah. True, if I'm in the middle of a word, and someone comes to me while I'm in the middle of a word, if I speak very slowly, then I don't have to stop and give tzedaka during that word. But once the word is finished, I'm done with the mitzvah. I'm going to start a new mitzvah. And a new mitzvah. And it's the truth. You're going to get mitzvahs on the Shemayim. Every word is another mitzvah. Mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. Whoa, I got so many mitzvahs. But now the mitzvah stuck in front of me. So it's not that I'm oisek b'mitzvah. I'm between mitzvah and mitzvah. So therefore you do tzedaka. You stop. What?
Everything's a new mitzvah.
You're supposed to be learning every single second. You're supposed to be doing a new mitzvah every single second. And no, any second you're not doing mitzvah.
No one wants to hold it.
Well, who's no one? Speak for yourself.
why is Gemara coming to teach us like a whole situation, a whole halacha in the middle of one word? If someone comes in the middle of one word, you're not to get stuck on
it. No. But when you're hoylech l'dvar mitzvah, you're hoylech l'lmay Torah.
Which would be the same as between.
How many mitzvahs are you in the middle of doing?
One.
It's not every step is not a new mitzvah. The going is the mitzvah. So therefore, the whole time I'm doing this, I'm oisek b'mitzvah. I'm doing one mitzvah. I'm going to learn Torah. While you're learning, every single word is a new mitzvah. While you're going, the act of going is one long mitzvah. Over there is oisek b'mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah. You got it?
Unless they say in between words is also shulchan.
In between words, why?
Because you're going to the next word. So then you have you're going from one p'tor to another p'tor.
You're going to the next one. Yeah, but over there.
You don't need to say in between. It's the last word. What's the next word?
Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have more to do, but it's not fair to hold you up for this. There's a shambly in there tomorrow, 12:15 sharp, my friends.
Since every seal is
in charge.